Diego Miguel Sanchez is the National Director of Policy at PFLAG. He's here to give us his spin on our LGBT issues and talk about being honored at the Promise Place School Boston Gala that takes place on Saturday, September 26th. Hi, Diego.
Hi, Charlotte.
With the school year just kicking off, tell us about PFLAG.
PFLAG is the nation's largest organization of families, friends, and allies who are united with people who are LGBTQ. Our mission is to provide support, education, and advocacy. We have more than 350 chapters in every state, plus Puerto Rico, and we're perfectly positioned to help create safe school environments across the country. We have a fantastic program called Cultivating Respect, Safe Schools for All, and our chapter members take those to schools to help keep all youth safe and free from bullying so they can focus on their learning.
How did you get involved with PFLAG?
How I got involved with PFLAG was in Boston. I bumped into their speakers program and also their LGBTQ Dollars campaign that they run during the holidays. Back when the Salvation Army was not LGBTQ inclusive, PFLAG helped make up these mimicked dollar bills that we would leave in Salvation Army bins to tell them they would get real money if they were inclusive of us.
What would you like to accomplish at PFLAG?
PFLAG's values are America's values, so I'd like to keep working for allies to be able to help further LGBTQ equality, for families to be able to have LGBTQ and other children who are safe, who are well-housed and educated. I also work on stepping up ways in which we're more supportive to the trans community. And I'd like to leave a few landmarks in that area, even though PFLAG has been trans-inclusive long before any other LGBT organization was.
Tell us about being honored by the Promise Place School Boston Gala that takes place on Saturday, September 26th.
Getting the Lifetime Achievement Award means that I'm not the youngest person in the room, I figure, because it takes time to earn a lifetime of achievement. But it means so much to be recognized. But all the work that I've been able to do, whether it's been working for Fortune 500 corporations, working in HIV/AIDS or LGBTQ nonprofits, or serving as the first openly transgender senior staffer on Capitol Hill under Congressman Barney Frank, my mere presence is what demanded the promise. So it's never been easy being different from absolutely everyone, but it's always special. I hope that I get to set an example of being compassionate and strong, giving others room to learn and not expecting everyone to understand everything right away. In that way, I hope to inspire both current and future generations of Bay Staters and others to be kind when they offer support, when they educate, or when they advocate.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, it's certainly full of my transsexual. My life started when I was 5 years old. I told my parents that I was born wrong, and they left the room. We were in Panama Canal at the time, lived in Panama Canal. My mom came back in the room with a magazine that had a picture of Christine Jorgensen on the cover, and she had saved that magazine, waiting for this conversation, obviously, and said to me, "I don't know if there are other people like you who were born a girl and think you're a boy, but this woman was born a boy, became a man, and now is finally herself. And if it's okay for her now, by the time you grow up, I think it's going to be okay. And prepared early, no matter how my life would turn out, to be resilient, which is a characteristic that many of LGBTQ do possess, resilience."
What do you think about the media coverage lately for Caitlyn Jenner?
I'm very inspired, disclosing that they identify as trans. Once you're 65, you probably have more of your life behind you than ahead. So I'm very heartened by her both courage and her personal commitment to be true to herself and to do so that in a way that includes her family and also invites the public to observe as she goes through her transition. Transition is much more. There's a lot of other changes
happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I'd really love to see the day when it doesn't have to be segregated from other equality. So until then, there's work to do. And the work that I think that has to occur is in three areas. The first is non-discrimination, literally passage and awareness of the Equality Act, which will bring equality to LGBTQ people at a federal level in many areas. On the state level in Massachusetts, we certainly need passage of the Transgender Equality Bill that will give public accommodations on the basis of gender identity. There's a lobby day on September 17th that will be participating regarding that bill. The second area of Linda's work is in the area of children and families. Federally, I'd love to see the Student Non-Discrimination Act that creates safety for LGBTQ kids. Right now, there's tremendous discrimination leaving behind LGBTQ kids and youth, as well as parents who are married to be able to adopt and have foster care with children. And then I'd also like, in the same area of children and families, for us to focus on ending homelessness for the purpose of giving hope to LGBTQ youth and young adults. And Promise Place School is a great pilot program for this. The third area is I'd like to advocate to end religion as a basis for discrimination. We're seeing a lot of states propose bills that try to claim that religious freedom is the same as the right to discriminate. We disagree with that. Massachusetts, we want the ban to be allowing for reproductive therapy. Science tells us that you cannot change someone's sexual orientation or their gender identity with these harmful practices.
LGBTQ teens continue to take their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
First, I would want these kids to know that there are people who care for them. They are loved, and you deserve to be safe at school or anywhere in between. I would also tell these kids to find an adult that they can trust and reach out, that silence is not a solution, and it's clear that it takes courage to talk to someone, but I hope they will do that. Reach out. The Trevor Project specializes in crisis intervention and suicide prevention for LGBT youth, and they have 24/7 access telephone hotline, text messaging service on their website exclusively for LGBTQ youth.
How can people get information about PFLAG and also attend the Promise Place School Gala?
To learn more about PFLAG at pflag.org. You should like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and on Instagram. To join us for the gala on the 26th at the Boston Seaport Hotel, you can just go to promiseplaceschool.org and click on the gala icon.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?